I happened to meet somebody who said that he was determined to listen to this program this morning for the first time. And then this morning, my wife said, why don't you talk about some of the basic things? You see, which is just the idea when someone said they were going to listen for the first time. A spiritual life is something that we can attain, and we are born to attain. It doesn't force itself upon us. So it comes to us when we realize that our goal in life is to reach a new level of living, a new level of perception, of awareness, a new world around us. It may be terrible problems that drive us to this, or it may be an artistic or romantic gift that is leading us on, or both. So what happens when this is our one priority, A to Z? That doesn't mean we're holding a whip to ourselves to force us to advance. This is counterproductive. If willpower could do it, willpower would be God. The opposite is that our normal awareness of ourself, which we go along with through the days, is by far the smaller part of ourself compared to the self of which we are normally unaware or hardly aware. There is a self that we meet when we are dreaming in sleep, or things suddenly come to us out of the blue, you might say. A self which is greater than I, and which is indeed infinite in space and time, and unsullied by the vagaries of human life. And we let ourselves open to encountering this limitless one life which I am and which we all are. We attempt as well as we can to clear away our preconceptions, our personal takes that will distort the communication. There are two tiny little words that can help us understand reality. One, the word is. The other, the word as. Is. As. God is. God is not whimsical or involved in favoritism or sectarian or a nosy body or a busybody. God is. And this isness, this resting in itself, generates everything. Similarly, the earth is moving at a great speed, yet we feel we are on a planet which just is. We go along with it and we feel it is at rest. And God is like that, generating everything from serenity from a kind of effortless effort. It's undisturbed. It has no worry. It's supremely confident. It's quiet. God is. Then this is the existence of everything, the isness of everything. So when we commune with God, it's not begging God, asking God, trying to make some type of bargain or to trick God or to get God to be our servant like a genie. Or to beg, or to feel like God is a partisan for our positions. To be in touch with God is to experience its unconditional and titanic love. Is as. God appears as this world. God is not limited to any form, any thing, any name. At the same time, it pours itself forth as the unending multitudinousness of all the beings and events comprising this universe. This universe exists only in the consciousness of the One, in the life of this one beingness. So when we are in touch with God, we rest in that. God knoweth our need before we do. Better than we do. when we're in touch with God and laying our problems at its feet, we see things change in unexpected ways. Insoluble problems are solved, and we are spiritually advanced. This universe, this is a spiritual universe. It never was a physical one. This is a way we look at things that gets us into troubles. Think of a tribe that lives in the forest, part of the natural world, and they will see this world with God in everything. The interaction of spirit, everything being sacred. It's our attitude that is the basis of the physical world that we experience. And when we let ourselves become aware of what is and the God which is, we enter into the greater realm of reality. Really being with you. This is a world where we do not desire things in and of themselves. That's like desiring the cart that's behind the horse. The effects, not the cause. The side effects. There are desires and there are fears. When we drop the desires, the paradox is the things that are perfectly appropriate for us come to us. And we drop the fears. There is nothing outside of the one life to harm us, even though this is not the way it appears. Judge not by appearances. They have only the arm of flesh, while we have God Almighty. The slings and arrows of outrageous fortune prove to be like rubber stage props. As long as we believe this is a physical world, we'll suffer. It will seem that it really is a physical world of people being at cross purposes and incommunicado, and nature being at cross purposes to us and incommunicado. Everything a chaos and amazing that it doesn't collapse. then when we simply move into this other level, our perception of the world is readjusted. We're not looking in the funhouse mirror. We're letting ourselves see what is here. Meditation is a key to moving into the spiritual life. One form of meditation which is effective is called contemplative inquiry or contemplative meditation. It's taking in some question or some statement of truth that will lead us towards the God experience. We could ask, what is God? Or we could say the word God. Or we could contemplate the statement, this is a spiritual universe. See what wisdom comes to us. See what we learn. If we say God, what is God? Where is God? Who is God? Can I contact this? See, God in itself is just a word. The word could be the one life. What is the one life? What is infinity? What is perfection? And of course, we are going beyond intellectual answers, beyond our own thoughts. Things will come to us, wisdom will bubble up from within. And it is all like the hem of the robe of the holy. We are letting God approach us. As we become aware of the way things are, that there is a God, that there is a sacred reality. These mean the same thing. It's not, as we were saying, a being with an appearance, a name. It is being itself. So that when people say, in Buddhism there's no God, in Buddhism there is nothing but the reality which we're calling God. So this may give a beginner, the idea, in the broad strokes of what is happening as we move towards a spiritual life. It's good to read books that can help us. It's good to work with teachers who can help us. These are aids to our own inner individual alchemy. Things seem more confusing at the start. As we get into this work, it becomes as simple as it actually is. If there was a door leading to the higher realm that was, like, say, in the wall of a palace, and we were running all around the marketplace investigating all the different goods for sale and not going to the door of the palace and seeing it open before us, that would seem to be endlessly confusing. But the door will open before us if we have other desires stripped away from us, or the fear of this greater world lifted from us. We may say we're too busy. Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kotsk, the Kotsky Rebbe, said the hardworking people prepare themselves and therefore have a lot less work to do. When the priority is a life lived in God, we are born to enter it. And earlier along, just now, was explained, this is not a grinding of the teeth sort of effort. My teacher Lorraine Sinclair said, it isn't easy, but easy does it. So this is a place. The word place, makom, is one of the names of God. This is the place where problems are not problems anymore. Where issues of health and wealth or contentious people are shown to be of no power. They only have the power to help us realize different aspects of the truth. Because where are they happening except in an adventure within the life of God, where we are all abiding, where all our travels take place. So you are all invited to the party, invited to the feast. One may ask, why do we get so seemingly off the track? To put it in brief, we're like an exploratory party. God itself forgets its own identity within us, so that we are free to try out every sort of option imaginable. At the same time, a God that was never deluded is right here within our own breast, closer than a breathing and nearer than hands and feet, and always protecting us. Even as we have nightmarish visions. God is being, God appears as this transformative world, so that an infinite number of lives pour out from one life. And we've earned our spurs. We can love and be loved within oneness. So this would be a kind of summary introduction to the scope of spiritual living and meditation. Peace, love, and joy. This is really being with you every Saturday, 9:30 to 10.